Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Luis Salazar. Batting second. The second baseman, Brian Little. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The DH, Jerry Hairston. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Seaver. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fifth. The DH, Mike Easler. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Steve Lyons. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jackie Gutierrez. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mark Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Oil Ken Boyd. And now, play ball. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Boyd covering, for the out. Salazar moves to second. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Salazar scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards second. Little can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hairston for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler strikes out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett strikes out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Salazar hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-1 in the game. Little hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. Hairston hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle strikes out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boyd fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-1 in the game. Easler hits a line drive towards short. Dillon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Salazar strikes out. 1 out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-2 in the game. Little hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons bunts towards second. Little can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lyons moves to second. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan bunts towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to third for the out. Gutierrez moves to second. 1 out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gutierrez scores. Sullivan moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Sullivan moves to third. Evans moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-2 in the game. Hairston strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-2 in the game. Easler hits a pop-up towards short. Gielen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Salazar. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gutierrez hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hewlett is called out on strikes. One out. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gielen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Salazar hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Little settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Seaver covering, for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett juggles the ball. That's an error on Hewlett. Boggs moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boggs scores. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 4, Red Sox, 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-3 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-3 in the game. Little hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 3 in the game. Easler hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a pop-up towards short. Dillon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 3 in the game. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 3 in the game. Kittle takes first base on ball 4. Reed Nichols pinch runs for Ron Kittle. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nichols. The throw from Sullivan and he is out, Barrett applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller pinch hits for Jackie Gutierrez. Reed Nichols now playing left field. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Armas pinch hits for Mark Sullivan. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Jurek now playing shortstop. Dave Sachs now catching. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground into center field. Lyons picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lyons. Hewlett moves to second. Julio Cruz pinch runs for Tim Hewlett. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Guillen bunts towards third. Boggs can't make a play. That's a base hit. Cruz moves to third. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Salazar hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cruz scores. Guillen moves to second. It's 5-4, White Sox. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0 for 4 in the game. Little hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Guillen scores. Salazar moves to third. Little moves to second. It's 6-4, White Sox. Mark Clear now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Baines is hit by the pitch. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Salazar tags and scores. One out. It's 7-4, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to second for the out. Little moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fisk. The throw from Sachs and he is safe. Fisk steals second. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 4 in the game. Hairston is walked intentionally. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a pop-up towards short. Jurek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Juan Agosto now pitching. Scott Fletcher now playing third base. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Salazar fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Salazar. Boggs moves to third. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boggs tags and scores. One out. It's 7-5, White Sox. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 4 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 4 in the game. Easler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fletcher fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.